Next, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions, Chateau Christmas. Red and green lights illuminate the Empire State Building in the Manhattan skyline. Credits, Merritt Patterson, Luke McFarlane, trees stand trimmed in white lights next to high-rises. Traffic moves past a theater, marquee, Christmas classics, Margot Hammond. A woman holds a phone as she walks into the theater.
I imagine your car is stuffed, but I did send a few more gifts for you to take to the chateau.
I said not to go overboard.
This is overboard.
It's Christmas.
I can spoil my niece if I want.
Are all of those for me?
Some are for Mom, Dad, and Grandma, but other than that...
Thanks, Aunt Margo.
Honey, can you go get my purse from inside?
Are you sure you can't make it? I don't like the thought of you being alone on the holidays.
If you are in fact going to be alone...
To answer your question, no, I'm not seeing anyone.
Well, then you have to come. You have to be with your family.
The Christmas concerts are already sold out. Pulling the plug now would be tough. Speaking of tough, did you see my latest review?
No. I've been super busy.
And you know what they say about critics.
No. What?
I'm sure they say something. Oh, hey, hun. It's Margot.
Oh, hey, Margot. Did you tell her how we thought that critic was out of her mind?
Waves her fist.
Too busy, huh?
Well, it wasn't all bad, right? I mean, she did
say some good things.
She said...
Reads.
Technically gifted but lacks musicality. Which is basically a nice way of saying that I play with no heart, which is one of the worst things you can say about a pianist.
Margot, are you just carrying that review with you wherever you go?
No.
Hides it.
You cannot get
so hung up on what one critic says.
But this is Evelyn March.
The Evelyn March? Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. You better frame that
and get it up on the wall then.
Ha, I'm glad you find humor in this. Which is why I love you. Listen, I'm running late for the rehearsal. Send pictures, promise?
Promise. Love you.
She whacks her husband's arm.
What?
Margot stuffs the newspaper back under her arm and moves through the theater lobby. She practices at the piano on the stage. A man watches her as he walks down the aisle past a worker in a hard hat.
Wonderful. I could hear you play all the time and it would never get old.
Can't go wrong with the classics.
A light explodes. Workers shuffle.
Is everything okay?
Oh yeah, it's an old building. Nothing a little maintenance can't handle. Don't worry. Everything will be under control by the time the house lights go down on opening night.
More lights explode. Part of the ceiling falls next to Margot.
I hope.
She glares at the man. A snowy village nestles in the mountains. A man steps into a festive chateau lobby.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I'm starved. Let's eat.
Eat? Who has time for lunch? 10 days until the Christmas concert, and I had two performers drop out already.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, skiing happened. Well, actually, falling while skiing happened. My violinist, she broke her arm.
Oh, is she okay?
Yeah, minor breaks, but she'll be in a cast for a few weeks. Coffee?
No, I'm good. Horrible. Sorry to hear that.
Well, and then my tenor, Phil.
Yep.
Pours coffee.
He had to go home early. So went into labor. Well, his wife.
I figured.
So he's out. And then my director. Because of all this, he got cold feet, so now he's out.
Wow. Sounds like you're going to have to cancel.
Can. Almost sold out. But you know what? I'm not worried. And here's why. Because I know the perfect person to help out with this. And someone who might just want to help out an old college roommate in the process.
His eyes widen.
Wait, I thought we were just going to grab a burger.
No, I knew if I asked you over the phone, you'd resist.
I would love to help, but I'm kind of busy with my teaching gig. You know, my full-time teaching gig.
See, resistance.
Adam, I am this close to landing a chair position of the music department. Now is not a good time for me to take on new projects, especially ones that happen in 10 days.
No. See, you're the only person I know who can pull this off. Great Dr. Jackson Lewis.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's called flattery. Is it working?
No, it's not working.
Come on, I'm desperate here. Don't make me be the guy who has to cancel the annual Christmas concert before it even began. Please, we're almost sold out. Full house.
He holds his hands in prayer.
Okay, if I were to say yes, and that is a big if.
Please go on.
Do you have any performers left?
Emily Dawson.
Emily? Emily, wow.
Yeah,
Yeah, a Broadway pedigree, voice like an angel.
Right?
He tilts his head.
I mean, I guess I could build a concert around her.
Okay, I don't know where you're going, but I like it. So are you in?
Yeah.
Yes!
Pats his arm.
You're a lifesaver. Come on, let me grab you some lunch.
The lobby.
Oh, hope everybody's hungry.
Mm-hmm. I'm starving for dessert.
Mom walks on as Grandma leans toward the girl.
Can you think of anything that I can get your mom for Christmas? Because I'm stumped.
I've got a grandma.
What?
She looks toward Mom.
A pony?
A pony? That sounds like a present for you.
Guests mingle.
And here you go.
Thanks, honey.
No problem.
Okay, now, do we prefer the brownies or the mini cupcakes?
I prefer them both the same.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
You should really try the cinnamon apple cider.
Aunt Margo!
They hug.
Why are you here?
Surprise!
So what about your concerts, honey?
Unfortunately, the theater we're in started to show its age. The fire marshal shut us down till repairs are finished. Shows are canceled.
Well, that is amazing news.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean.
So I get to relax and enjoy Christmas with my family.
Well, there's an extra bedroom in the suite with your name on it.
Great.
I am so happy you are here.
Me too, Mom.
Oh, looks like you have a fan.
Sorry to bother you, but aren't you...
She is. Margot Hammond, the one and only.
I'm a huge fan. My girlfriend and I saw you in Chicago last year. You were amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
He looks behind him.
There's a beautiful grand just sitting there if you're interested.
Oh, thank you.
Please something, Aunt Margo. Please?
Please?
Well, I don't know.
Every time I eat here, I am reminded how good the food is.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. My treat. Believe me. You're gonna earn this meal.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, what did they have planned for the finale?
Honestly, I think they were thinking, like, a sing-along? Get everyone into it? Get them into the spirit, something uplifting?
No, I mean, we have Emily Dawson. Let's utilize her.
I'm all ears. What do you got?
His brow wrinkles.
I'll have to figure it out.
Hey, whatever you decide, this is your baby now. All right? I'm just glad to be working with you. Just haven't seen you in a while, man.
Well, I'm the single guy. You're married with kids. That's sort of how it goes, right?
Speaking of which, Jeannie? No, Jeannie. She wants to introduce you to someone.
Well, tell Jeannie thanks, but not really in the dating pool right now.
Does that mean there's a someone?
Let's just say I'm plenty busy with work.
Did that before. Not still pining over the one that got away,
are you? No, of course not. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
He lowers his eyes.
But hey, we're not here to talk about my romantic life because I have a concert.
You do have a lot of work to do.
I do. Yes.
He turns his head toward the music. Guests smile as they watch Margot at the piano. The men enter the lobby and see her playing from behind.
Who's that?
I'm not sure. Nobody's scheduled for today. But whoever it is, they're good.
Yeah, beyond good. They're amazing.
He walks toward the piano. Margot stands and moves toward her table.
Excuse me.
She turns around.
Jackson.
Margot. Wow. What are you doing here?
I'm here with my family.
He sees them.
Wow, yeah, you got the whole gang there.
Crossing her arms.
Why are you here?
You remember Adam?
Adam Johnson.
Yes, he's exactly the same guy as he was in college, and he convinced me to step in last minute to direct a Christmas concert.
Adam!
Wow, how are you? It's been years.
You look exactly the same.
People keep telling me that. You know what's interesting? Jackson and I were literally just talking about how the two...
long ago it was that we all graduated from... college.
Are you still teaching at Durant?
Yeah, cello and music theory, and I got my PhD.
Wow.
And he's being humble. He's also on the shortlist for the chair of the music department.
Congratulations.
It's not official yet. A little early for congratulations, but thank you.
She smiles.
Well, they'd be lucky to have you.
He sighs.
You should come say hi to everyone.
Yeah.
Come on.
After you.
Put the big juju bee on the
nose. Yeah.
Is that Jackson?
Hi. It's the whole family.
And this is Adam, an old friend from college.
Hi.
That can't be Simone.
I'm definitely me. Who are you?
I am your Aunt Margot's.
He looks at Margot.
Your Aunt Margot and I used to play music together. Last time I saw you, you were just a baby.
You were in a band?
Well, not exactly a band. I played cello, she played the piano. It was a quartet, classical music.
Yeah, it's kind of the reaction we got from our audience sometimes.
Oh no, you guys were so amazing together.
They exchange glances.
Musically.
So, what brings you to the chateau?
Jackson is directing the Christmas concert.
Oh, how exciting. When is it?
It's Christmas in the ballroom. Will you still be here for that?
We certainly will. We would love to come.
I think I have a few seats still available for guests such as yourselves.
Adam works PR here at the chateau.
Well, I guess we'll be seeing you very soon then.
Yeah, it was really nice to see you all again. I gotta get back to work.
Please enjoy your stay, and we'll see you all at the concert.
Kate raises her brow and Margot smiles as Jackson leaves. Simone and Margot sit at a keyboard. Margot claps.
That was amazing.
It was bad. I messed up twice.
Are you kidding me? You are way better than I was at your age. Are you at least having fun?
Yes, especially when I'm playing Christmas music.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
Okay, kiddo, time for bed.
Can Aunt Margot read me a story?
I would love to. Go get ready, I'll be up in a minute.
Margot stands.
She's so hard on herself. What?
They plop down.
You were the exact same when you were her age. You still are.
That's not true. Okay, maybe a little.
You're both naturals.
Well, let's hope she plays from the heart.
It was one person's opinion.
I know. And it's not even my first bad review. It's not even my first bad review from Evelyn. It's just that she hit the nail on the head this time. My playing has lost passion. Heart.
Kate lowers her gaze.
Truth is, I've been feeling uninspired for a while, but I didn't think you could tell in my performances. I guess I was wrong.
Everybody has their ups and downs. You'll find the connection again.
I hope so.
Margot glances away. A woman rehearses on a stage.
Hi. I really appreciate you coming in on such short notice. Emily should be here any minute.
You didn't hear?
Hear what?
Not gonna make it.
He gapes.
Emily has laryngitis.
We need a cancel.
No. People come here for the Christmas experience. You can't cancel the first Christmas concert.
I appreciate your dedication, but we need to face the facts here. We have 10 days until the
Nine days.
Nine. We have no performer, no musicians, no future artists. Really, all we have is you, me, and this cookie. It's gonna be gone soon.
Okay, do you remember when we left our art history term paper until the last minute and we had to stay up for 2 days, we chugged coffee, but we got it done.
That's because we were in college and we didn't know any better, okay? And if I remember correctly, we also had Margo, who's an art history whiz, by the way.
They stare at each other. Adam points.
I'm a genius.
A genius? Where are you going?
Margo.
His eyes widen.
Margo?
Margo. We get Margot to play the concert.
You want Margot to play the concert?
Yeah, if you just keep repeating everything I'm saying, this is going to take forever. Yes.
No, let me be clear. No.
Wait, you still holding a grudge?
A grudge? Please, no.
Think about this, okay? Margot is perfect. Great musician.
She's going to say no, I promise.
Then ask her.
If it'll make you shut up, I'll ask her.
Thank you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, the choir sounds awesome.
Yes, they're particularly good this year.
I must tell you, I was very impressed with your preliminary proposal for the department. Adding in an international competition is a great idea. It'll add some much-needed diversity and increase enrollment.
I get the sense there's a but coming.
She smiles.
Yes, but. The department chair is a highly coveted position, and we have some very strong candidates. I just want to be upfront.
I appreciate that.
The committee will be meeting to make their decision in the coming days, and whoever is selected will be ready to start next semester.
Well, I appreciate you even giving me the opportunity. And in truth, I'm going to have my hands full for the next 10 days. I was asked to direct the Christmas concert at the Chateau this year.
Concert at the Chateau? I'd be very interested to see that, provided I could get tickets.
Well, I might know a guy.
All right, I'll hold you to that.
Bye-bye.
He watches her go.
Ooh.
Margot sits by the fireplace in the Chateau lobby.
Here you go. One extra rich hot chocolate with a candy cane stirrer.
Thanks.
And chocolates.
She tilts her head.
I remember how much you like these.
He sits.
Out with it.
What?
What do you want?
Oh, nothing. I just thought it'd be nice for us to take this opportunity to catch up.
You always used to bribe me with chocolate when you needed help with something. Like that time you and Adam needed help with your term papers?
That's not ringing a bell. But speaking of Adam, he did want me to ask you something.
Really?
Yes. Adam thought that it would be great if you would be interested in performing in the Christmas concert.
Adam thought that might be great.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I told him that would be a huge step down for someone of your musical caliber. But told him I'd ask anyway.
His brow raises.
So are you going to ask?
What?
If I want to play in the concert?
Well, that's a great idea.
I want to hear you say the words.
Okay.
They share a glance. He looks away.
Would you be interested in playing in the Christmas concert?
She shakes her head.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Well, it's not for me. It's for Adam, and it's a big deal for him. And it might be great for you to play for the pure joy of it. No judgment, no snarky reviewers.
Keeping an eye on my career, I see.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
He watches her smile.
So, what do you say?
She looks into his eyes. Margot sits with her mom in their suite.
I'm surprised you even asked me.
Asked what?
Jackson asked Margot to play in the Christmas concert because apparently the headliner got sick.
Well, that's amazing news.
I said no.
No? Why?
It's in 9 days. He's crazy if he thinks he can put a show together that quickly.
Well, he probably could if he had you.
He'll find someone else, or they'll have to cancel. Where are you guys off to?
I promised Simone we'd build a snowman while we're here. Care to join us?
Yeah, I'll catch up with you.
For what it's worth, I think it's a great idea.
Me too.
Me three.
So, do you want to tell me the real reason you said no?
The concert is in 9 days. That's not enough time to prepare.
I'm your mother. You can't fool me. You must have plenty of pieces to choose from the concert that was canceled.
I just don't think it's a good idea. I'm not sure if you remember how things ended between us, but it's still very fresh in my mind.
I remember that you were given an opportunity in New York.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes. But you did leave.
Are you taking his side?
I learned a long time ago not to take sides. I am just saying that it was probably pretty difficult for him to ask you to do this. And I can think of 4 people who would just love to hear you play on Christmas Day.
Margot grins.
Just think about it.
Margot sits alone reading on her laptop. Text: small town pianist loses heart in the big city, Evelyn March. She closes the laptop and stares into the distance. Jackson and Adam move through the lobby.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, that makes 2 of us. At first she said no, and then she had a change of heart.
I gotta get busy changing the poster. Christmas at the Chateau with Margot Hammond.
We have something to build a concert around. We're gonna start rehearsing at the college later today.
Good.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to get back there. I have that meeting. I totally forgot about booking the rehearsal space.
Hey, you get that. And thank you.
Thanks.
Adam grins. Jackson sits behind a grand piano on the college stage.
Hi.
He stands as she walks toward him.
You were right on time. So, I thought we could get started with the finale. I'm eager to hear what you have.
Well, I thought I would do a classical arrangement of Deck the Halls. It's what I was going to play at the concert.
She looks around.
Where is everyone?
We are everyone.
Jackson.
Yeah, did I mention we're sort of in a tough spot with the other acts?
Tough as in...
We don't have any other acts. Emily Dawson has laryngitis, our violinist broke her arm, and our tenor's wife went into labor early. But I'm not worried. You know why? Because I have you. Christmas at the Chateau featuring Margot Hammond, one night only.
One piece only. Jackson, I can't carry an entire concert on 8 days of notice. And I'm here to hang out with my family.
I guess I could ask the Durant College Choir. They're good.
Okay, yeah, that's a good start. Look, we'll just have to think outside the box.
We.
She closes her eyes.
Yes, I don't know how I got myself into this mess, but my family is very much looking forward to the Christmas concert.
He grins.
As they say, the show must go on. We will figure it out together.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I guess you kind of feel like you probably owe me.
She steps away.
I owe you?
Yeah, because of how things ended. I mean, specifically you leaving.
It's not that simple.
Yeah, well, let's just say we maybe see things differently.
I think that's safe to say.
Okay. Well, let's get rehearsing.
Yeah.
She sits at the piano. They walk in a college hallway.
You sounded great as always.
Thank you.
Hey, do you need a ride?
My mom dropped me off. I was gonna call for a ride.
Oh, I can give you a ride.
They get out of an SUV in front of the chateau.
So, any big holiday evening plans?
Well, I was gonna head over to the music store in Lafayette. Have to buy some new cello strings.
Oh, that reminds me. I was gonna buy Simone a book of Christmas music.
Oh, why don't we go together?
She shakes her head.
Well,
come on, there's no need to take separate trips. That way we can brainstorm on how to salvage this concert.
Okay.
Great. I'll pick you up in an hour.
Sounds good.
They smile.
Thanks for the ride.
You're welcome.
He watches her go. Margot decorates cookies with her family.
Good job. Those look great.
Tastes great, too.
Maybe we should get going.
Dad and I are going to watch Rudolph. It's tradition.
Bye.
I should get going, too.
Oh, where are you going?
I have an idea for a Christmas present for Simone.
You already sent gifts.
It's just a little extra something. Jackson and I are going to the music shop in Lafayette, and I wanted to get her a book of Christmas music for the piano.
You and Jackson. That sounds nice.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm not saying a word.
Oh, but your face is. I don't know. It's just, you two have this thing. No matter how long it's been, it's like no time has passed.
I was sad when you two broke up.
Margot frowns.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. You know, we were made for each other. And then when you played together, perfect harmony.
Until we hit a sour note.
First loves are always tricky, honey. Working together just adds pressure with travel and creative differences.
You're right about that. But you are wrong about my first love. That was music.
They smile.
Jackson and I seemed to work through our creative differences, but we had different ideas of the directions of our lives. He was okay being a big fish in a small pond, and I wanted London and Paris and New York.
Well, you just never know what's going to happen. You're different people now than you were then.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, everyone. Ooh, these look amazing.
Well, your timing is perfect because these need toppings.
Oh, no, we're going to get going.
Oh, no, we got some time. I'd love to help.
Great.
Great. Well, we actually have to go watch a Christmas cartoon.
Right. Oh, you know, I think I'm going to take these to the concierge. They've been so good to us. So we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi.
See you soon.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No? No? I'm pretty sure I'm doing this completely wrong. Yeah.
You need an apron?
Their eyes meet as she slips the apron over his head. Sign, the Lafayette Quartet. A man plays a violin inside the music store.
Wow, you're a wonderful player. I'm really impressed.
Buying or browsing?
Buying. I need some strings for my cello and a sound post adjustment.
I can do that. Might be a day or so.
Margot eyes the sign and her brow wrinkles.
Anything else?
I need a book of Christmas music for a beginner piano player.
How old?
She's 9.
He steps away.
Do you know who that is?
A really salty music shop owner?
Sam Bennett.
Who?
She gestures to the sign, the Lafayette Quartet.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I recommend this one. It has all the classics.
Thank you. Are you by chance Sam Bennett?
That's what they tell me.
From the Lafayette Quartet, right?
He looks up.
That was a long time ago.
We are both huge fans.
As a matter of fact, I was at that concert. My father took me.
Well, I hope we didn't disappoint.
Quite the opposite.
Sam, I'm directing the Christmas music concert at the Chateau this year, and I was wondering if you and the Lafayette Quartet...
I don't mean to cut you off, but you can save your breath. We broke up years ago. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to lock up. But thank you for the kind words. I didn't get your name.
I'm Jackson Lewis.
He looks at Margot.
And this is Margot Hammond.
Sam looks at Margot.
As in... The pianist, Margot Hammond?
That's me.
And you're playing this concert?
Well, I was supposed to play the finale, but only if we can find other musicians in time.
He looks from her to Jackson.
Maybe you'll hear us out.
They sit in a cafe.
8 days, that's a pretty tall order.
Yeah, so you can imagine we're in a bit of a bind.
And how'd you manage to land this one?
Oh, she owes me.
I don't owe you.
A little bit. I think I'll stay out of this.
So, do you keep in touch with the others?
You know, I haven't talked to them in years. No, I think that chapter is closed.
If you don't mind me asking.
What broke us up?
Oh, no, I was actually going to ask if you know if they're still playing, but since you brought it up.
Well, I started the group with Sarah.
Sarah Baxter.
Right. Best violinist I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And anyway, Sarah and I started the quartet, and it really took off. We began locally, we ended up playing all over the world. And then one night, after we'd played a show at Lincoln Center, Sarah told me that she wanted to get married and start a family together. And I didn't want it to stop. We were at the top of our game. I felt that a family would just slow that down. It was the biggest mistake I ever made. I mean, opportunities come and go, but the love of your life comes by once in a lifetime, and that's if you're lucky. Not a day goes by that I don't regret us breaking up.
Jackson glances at Margot.
After that, I kind of lost my passion for playing.
I can understand that.
Anyway, Sarah, she got married, moved to Carbondale, and raised a family.
And the violist, Leonard Max?
Len, yeah. Yeah, he's still around. But like I say, it's been years.
I'm sure there's plenty of fans that would love to hear you guys play together.
Sadly, that is impossible. Our cellist, Charlie, he passed away a few years back.
So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I thought about us playing as a trio, but it just wouldn't be the same. Anyway, I should get going. I wish you the best of luck with your concert. Honestly, it sounds fun, but you know, even if I said yes, there's no way you could convince the other two.
Bye, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Nice meeting you.
Jackson wrinkles his nose at Margot. Holiday lights brighten the chateau entrance.
Well, sorry today turned out to be such a bust.
It's okay. It was worth a shot, right? So miracle musicians stay together at all.
Well, I guess that's part of the allure of being a solo artist.
Her eyes widen.
Do you think I owe you?
I was joking. But you did bail on us before a very big performance.
Jackson,
it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity I couldn't just turn down. Tell me you wouldn't have done the same thing.
Let's just say we've always had different ideas of success. As hard as this is for you to believe, I was always satisfied playing locally.
She tilts her head.
Truly. Was it everything you imagined?
Yeah.
She shrugs.
Parts of it. The travel was harder than I imagined.
Well, you deserve all the success you've had. You're the most talented musician I have ever known.
Technically gifted, but lacking musicality.
That review was wrong.
That review gives me nightmares.
He smiles gently. She looks away.
It used to be that when I'd perform, it was like nothing else existed. It was just me and the audience.
And now?
She shakes her head.
And now I feel this overwhelming pressure to live up to everyone's expectations, and I'm so focused on maintaining my success that I'm not expressing myself. And I'm feeling burnt out.
The pursuit of perfection. Fear of failure.
My father used to say, in the willingness to fail, the extraordinary will often appear.
He was a smart man.
They share a lingering gaze. He lowers his eyes.
So, do you have any plans with your family tomorrow?
Yes, we are going into the village to get ornaments for the Christmas tree.
Ah.
He grins and nods his head.
Well, I had a really great time with you today.
Me too.
He holds her gaze and sighs deeply.
Good night, Jackson.
Good night.
She smiles softly and walks to the door. Jackson lowers his head and walks away. He turns as she approaches the entrance. He frowns, then turns away again. She turns around after he's gone. Kate reads on the sofa as Marco creeps into the suite.
How was your not a date?
Well, we ran into Sam Bennett. He used to be part of the Lafayette Quartet.
I remember them. Dad loved them.
Yeah, he used to take me to see them play. That's where I fell in love with classical music.
Are you thinking of getting them for the Christmas concert?
It was a long shot, but yeah, it would have been perfect.
So what happened? They break up?
Well, they went their separate ways. Poor Sam let the love of his life slip away, and he's been kicking himself ever since.
She sits down.
Sadly, one of the members passed away.
Oh.
I'm not sure what we're gonna do.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure something out. So how are things with you and Jackson?
Fine.
She lowers her gaze.
Just hoping we don't run into any creative differences. I have been down that road before. Feels like there's still a bit of resentment there.
Marco plays in the chateau lobby as guests enjoy breakfast. Renee stands behind her.
That sounds beautiful.
Thanks, Mom. Playing this for the finale.
Oh, well, it sounds great.
I'm just not sure if it has that big finale feel. I want something I can lose myself in.
What else did you have in mind?
Not sure. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Well, whatever you decide on, it's going to be perfect.
Of course, it might all be a non-issue if we can't find other musicians in time.
We will.
Jackson.
Sorry to barge in like this.
What a lovely surprise.
What's going on?
I had a thought.
Okay.
I was thinking about what Sam said. He said that he'd love to play in a concert, right?
Yeah, he also said that even if he agreed, we could never convince the others.
But what if we could?
She tilts her head.
What if we could convince Sarah Baxter to play first?
Then Len might follow. If they're both in, we should have a shot with Sam.
What do we have to lose? Sam says Sarah lives in Carbondale, right? I know it's a bit of a drive, but it might be worth the trip.
I wish I could. I promised Simone we'd go to the Christmas market.
Oh, I can drop you off on the way back.
That sounds perfect. And why don't you just join us?
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to impose.
No imposition. Right, Margo?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want.
I'd love to.
Well, it's settled then. I will see you both later. Good luck.
He grins.
We're gonna need it.
They travel over a snow-covered road and stop at a festively decorated home. Margot tightens the belt on her coat as they approach the front door.
I'm nervous. These guys were the most famous classical musicians in the area growing up.
An older woman with long hair answers the door.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Sarah Baxter?
Who's asking?
I'm Jackson Lewis, and this is Margot Hammond.
I thought that was you.
It's nice to meet you.
Wow, I am a really big fan.
Thank you. I was about to say the same to you.
Well, may I ask what this is concerning?
She looks at Jackson.
Do you have a moment?
Sure. Sure, come inside. Come on.
She sits with them.
Okay, so tell me again. The concert is in how many days?
7.
So as you can imagine, we are in a bit of a bind.
Oh, a bit of a bind is putting it mildly.
It's going to be a lovely event, and we would be honored if you would play.
Well, the Chateau is a beautiful place, and I'm flattered, but I just can't. It's been years since the quartet has played together.
We know. We spoke with Sam.
How's he doing?
He looked great. He still knows how to make that violin sing, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's the best. Did he agree to play the concert?
More or less.
He sort of implied he would do it if you agreed.
Oh, I wish he'd called me himself instead of sending messengers. I mean, no offense, but...
He doesn't know we're here. And I'm not sure how happy he'd be when he finds out.
Oh, yeah. Sam was always a stubborn one, so...
He spoke fondly of your time together.
She nods her head.
Yeah, playing music with him is magic.
Well, having both of you as a part of our concert would be nothing short of amazing.
Well, I haven't played professionally in a long time, and I think I would be a bit rusty.
We can rehearse every day if you want.
You have a week until showtime. I don't know if one rehearsal a day is going
to
cut it.
What if... And apologies to your husband for stealing you away during the holidays, but we could do 2 a day. We could even do 3.
Ex-husband.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. We're still great friends.
I'm glad to hear that.
So, will you be performing, Margot?
Yes. And I would be honored to be on the same program as you.
I suppose if we could find the rehearsal time.
We will work around your schedule.
It might be fun. And it would be great to see Len. You have talked to Len, right?
Oh, we haven't, but I was going to call him as soon as we spoke to you.
Yes, she was.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will consider it, but only if Len and Sam are on board.
Jackson nods. They exchange glances.
This is the number that I have for Len. Tell him I say hi.
Thank you for this, and we'll be in touch.
Good luck. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bye.
Margot holds her phone.
Nope. You heard me right, Len. It's in 7 days.
And Sam is really on board.
He can't wait. Of course, he'd never do it unless you do it.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Len smiles.
Well, if Sam and Sarah are in...
It's going to be great, Len. I can't wait to meet you in person, and I'll be in touch soon with more details.
Sounds good. I will be here.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
She stares at her phone and smiles brightly.
Well?
We're sort of at square one. He said he was impressed we got Sarah if we got him, and he said he'll do it if Sam does it.
Sounds like all roads lead to Sam.
An outdoor market.
Everything okay?
Just thinking how nice it would be if they got back together.
Yeah, that would be nice. There's a lot of time and history between them. People don't always pick up where they left off.
But that time healed everything.
Not in my experience.
I guess you're right. Time alone won't do it. You also need forgiveness. Do you think she can forgive him?
Hard to say.
Oh.
It's Adam.
Hey, Adam.
So, How's everything going? Any good news to report?
Please tell me you have good news to report.
It's going...
Great! It's going great. You remember the Lafayette Quartet, right?
Please tell me you have the Lafayette Quartet.
Oh, we got him. Sort of.
Okay, how do you sort of have him?
We are 90% sure. Maybe even 95.
Okay, Margot, I don't trust
Jackson's math. Could you please explain?
Well, the violinist said they would do it.
If the violist does it.
And the violist said they would do it.
If the second violinist does it.
But we won't know until we speak to them again.
That's only three by definition, isn't it? Quartet. Four?
Yeah, about that.
There is a problem with the cellist.
What's the problem?
Well, he's what you might call not alive.
Oh. Sure, they'll be great as a trio.
But we're not worried.
Because we have choir practice tomorrow and everything there is going great.
Listen, not to put more on your plate, but we really need to find a way to make this concert unique. You know, the look and the feel.
Look and feel?
It's like you always say, people come here for the Christmas experience, right? And my boss?
She wants this concert to feel the same. We need to find something that is...
unique to the chateau. She's been on me about it all week, actually.
He glances around.
I sort of thought you already had that bit figured out.
Nope. The director who left, he gave me no vision.
So
you want us to do that?
That's a great idea.
No, Adam, that...
You guys are lifesavers. Bye.
He hung up.
Cheers. They toast with their mugs, then join her family.
And that's why it was my best.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, please.
A sweater.
What do you think?
Don't you dare.
I don't want to say anything.
All right, gang. I have a challenge for you. This way.
They follow her.
So, you must pick one decoration to make this Christmas special.
There's so many to choose from. I don't know where to start.
Take your time. I'm sure you'll find the right one when you see it.
Renee turns to Margot.
So did you decide on a piece for the concert?
Deck the halls.
That reminds me, I have to reach out to the printer to have him update the program.
Oh, well, that makes me happy you're wearing the necklace Dad gave you.
Well, it calms me when I need it.
Yeah.
She holds the pendant.
You know, one of my first memories of the piano is from when I was 3. All I wanted to do was bang on the keys. Dad was so patient. He had all the time in the world to teach me.
I think he'd be very pleased you're doing this concert.
Well, I don't want to let him down.
Impossible.
I just wish I could ask for his advice. He always knew what I should play.
You know what he would say.
She nods.
Whatever brings me the most joy.
There you go.
Simone smiles as she reaches for a snow globe that holds a golden reindeer. She shakes it and gold glitter flutters.
I like this one.
Are you sure?
Like Daddy said, it's hard to deny the right one when you see it.
Oh, that's a pretty one, honey. Thanks.
What are you smiling about?
I think Simone gave me an idea. It is hard to deny the right one when you see it.
Margot looks at him.
Do you think Sarah would meet us in Lafayette?
They enter the music store.
Sam, hi.
Hi.
We were thinking about what you said yesterday.
Which was?
If we could get Sarah Baxter to play, you would perform in our Christmas concert?
Yeah, though I should have said it would be a Christmas miracle if you got her.
Just wanted to make sure.
Margot smiles and Sam's eyes widen as Jackson opens the door. Sam's jaw drops as Sarah steps in slowly.
Hi.
I believe you have some catching up to do.
They both smile.
Sarah, I don't believe it.
Hello, Sam.
You look as beautiful as the last day I saw you.
Jackson watches with Margot.
Hard to deny the one when you see it.
They share a glance.
It's been a while.
There is so much that I've wanted to say to you over the years.
I'm not going anywhere. They look great together.
Yeah, they do. What do you think?
I think they could probably use some time alone without us hovering over them.
Yeah. While they get reacquainted, I think I have the perfect way for us to pass the time.
What did you have in mind?
They sit by a fire pit.
This is exactly what I needed.
Fire or the cider?
Everything. I forgot how much I miss spending quiet Christmases with the family. Mm. Usually practicing or playing concerts.
You know, every year I think about going to one of your concerts.
Why didn't you?
Didn't know if you wanted to see me. Plus, would I be able to see you? I have to wait at the stage door and ask to get that back, and I don't know, it just never felt right.
Well, it would have been nice to see you. Gets lonely playing to all those people night after night.
Do you ever think of moving back to Boulder?
Sometime. Especially when I see Simone and it's like she's grown another foot taller.
They gaze into the flickering fire.
So how do you think they're getting along?
Sarah and Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Based on the looks in their eyes, I'd say pretty great.
Seeing them reunite stirred up some feelings in me.
They share a lingering gaze before lowering their eyes. Sarah and Sam sit in the music store sharing a thermos of coffee.
And then there was that little music club we found in Cincinnati on Tommy's birthday. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember. And the owner loved Len, and he wanted him to play that box drum. Len got up, remember?
Sir, I am not a street musician.
That's right. we had some good times.
Hey, what happened to us, Sarah?
I think we were just dancing to different rhythms then.
Yeah.
She smiles softly.
I wish we'd found our tempo.
He looks up and smiles.
Yeah, me too. The music we made was magic.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
He nods his head. Jackson reaches for his phone.
Oh, look who it is. Hello, Sam. Uh-huh. I appreciate the call.
He hangs up and frowns. Margot stares at him. He slowly smiles.
They're in. They're all in. I'd
what?
Gone there, didn't I?
No, you're a terrible liar. Okay, maybe. That's amazing. I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited for us.
She looks down as he takes her hand in his. They gaze into each other's eyes and she smiles.
But we only have a week of rehearsals.
Yeah. Yeah. Start rehearsing tomorrow? I'll get you some sheet music.
Can't wait.
She smiles at him then lowers her gaze. They trim a Christmas tree.
How lucky are we? What other hotel gives you your own tree to decorate?
Well, it's one of the main reasons we keep coming back.
I just love this.
Aw, that's good, honey. Now, whenever you see it, you will think of this wonderful Christmas that we all had together. Hmm?
Kate looks at Margot.
What's behind that smile?
Just had a good day.
Care to tell me about it?
Remember I told you about the quartet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did it. Jackson and I managed to convince the three surviving members to get back together for the Christmas concert.
Congratulations.
We actually got to see two of them reunite. It was so sweet. It was like no time had passed. You could see the love in their eyes.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Margot stares at her.
Come on, Margot. Look me in the eye and tell me you don't still have feelings for him.
I don't know. Maybe I do feel guilty.
You can't live in the past. You gotta focus on the future.
But he'll always blame me for how we ended.
You had an opportunity that most musicians would kill for.
I don't think he saw it that way.
She holds an ornament.
Dad gave this to me when I was about Simone's age. Mm-hmm.
It holds a piano.
Remember how he would always play on Christmas Eve, Oh Holy Night, on the piano?
It was his favorite song.
I used to cry like a baby. I would always swear that I was going to make it through to the end, but I never got through the first verse.
Margot smiles softly and hangs it on the tree.
It's good to have all these ornaments. Brings back good memories.
That's a great idea.
What is?
Nothing.
They move and twirl to the music as they hang garland.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Since we know place to go, Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When you finally kiss goodnight.
Hey, so are you ready?
Yes.
Three, two, one.
Tree Lights Club.
Oh my goodness, beautiful. Look at that.
Slowly dying, and my dear is still dividing.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jackson sits in the rehearsal room.
Good morning. The choir sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited for people to hear how great they are.
Yeah.
She sets down her coat and bag and sits at the piano. He stops and stares at her.
What's that?
Nothing, just tinkering.
He nods his head.
So, how was tree decorating with the Hammonds in their suite?
It was fun. It actually gave me some great ideas for the Christmas concert experience.
Let's hear it.
Okay. What if we decorate the chateau with snow globes, like the ones they sell at the gift shop? Then after the concert, we can give them to guests as keepsakes.
A memory they can take home. That's a great idea. We can give them gift bags. I'll have Adam arrange that.
And also, what if we pair the concert with a dinner, have everyone seated at tables? I think it'll make the evening more relaxed. It would be unique.
A night to remember. I love that. Thanks.
My pleasure.
She smiles.
Okay, let's get going on the deck the halls. You know, I was thinking, maybe we could try it with a faster tempo.
She nods. She slowly turns her head.
Yeah, we could.
Or not. You okay?
Yeah, no, everything's fine.
Now this is what I call a rehearsal space.
Leonard.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Welcome. Good to see you. This is for you.
As I live and breathe, if it isn't the great Glenn Max.
That cannot be Sam and Sarah. Because, you know what, they are never on time.
Sam and Sarah share a smile.
How are you, Len?
I'm right as rain. My, my, my. You are as beautiful as ever. And you, you've just gotten older.
Hey, it is great to see you, buddy.
Together again. Never thought I'd see the day. You guys ready to make some music?
Are you kidding me? I've waited 20 years for this moment.
Let's do this.
Let's get started. These are for you.
Thank you. And this is for you. Should be as good as new.
Great, thanks. What do I owe you?
I think it's me that owes you.
Jackson smiles as he takes his cello. They lower their bows.
Lazarus, to say the least.
Okay, everyone, nice work.
Sam rubs his eyes.
Sam?
He shakes his head.
It just doesn't sound right.
Doesn't have any depth.
No.
No, it's just not the same without Charlie.
Agreed. Doesn't work as a trio.
She looks at Jackson.
I have an idea.
Well, we're always open to ideas.
I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries, but if you need another player, Jackson might be the perfect fit.
He squints.
She's kidding.
I'm not kidding. He's one of the best cellists I've ever heard.
That's very nice of you to say that, but I don't really have time to take on a performance right now.
Oh, come on. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Why don't you break out that cello that I've spent hours working on and just enjoy yourself?
Sarah raises her brow.
Come on.
Jackson tilts his head, then joins them. They look at Jackson.
I'd say that went pretty well.
Wow.
He nods his head.
Yeah, that felt pretty good.
Sam and Sarah carry their instruments.
Hey, great work, everybody. And Sam, I'm going to work on those double stops, I promise.
I think we sounded pretty darn good today.
Yeah, no arguments from me.
Wait a minute, no arguments? I'm not sure I can get used to this new and improved Sam.
See you guys tomorrow.
Night.
Good night.
Jackson packs up his cello.
You know, I haven't felt that kind of musical connection since...
since we played together.
She smiles softly.
Thanks.
Don't thank me.
Well, you are the person who... how should I put this nicely?
Volunteered me.
But honestly, I've been so busy I forgot how much fun playing can be.
I'm glad I could help.
He smiles back at her, then she looks away.
I gotta get going. I'm meeting my mom.
She watches him as she retrieves her sheet music from the piano.
You know, they do the big tree lighting at the Christmas market every year.
Yeah.
I was thinking, if you're not busy. But if you are, I understand.
He turns in his seat.
You know, if I didn't know you better, I'd think you were asking me to the tree lighting.
If you want to.
Ah.
It's not for a few days.
I kind of want to hear you say the words.
She nods once and smiles.
Would you like to join me at the tree lighting?
He grins.
I would love to.
She smiles brightly.
Night.
Night.
She exits slowly and he leans back in his chair and smiles. Margot strolls with her mom in the outdoor market.
I just love this place. Feels like I'm surrounded in Christmas. You okay?
She smiles weakly.
Just missing your dad. Favorite time of year. But feeling very, very lucky. We're all together.
Well, I'm glad I could make it. I miss being at home.
Home misses you.
They look at snow globes.
How is the concert coming along?
Honestly, better than I expected.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's great to watch Jackson play with the other musicians.
How's he holding up?
Good, I think.
And you?
My piece is coming together.
You're still not feeling it.
One of the reasons the concert appealed to me was so that I could break out of this rut that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Play something that I connect to.
Then that's what you must do, honey.
She turns her head.
So, it seems to me that you two are getting along.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But it scares me.
I'm sure he feels the same way.
So what should I do?
Be honest with him.
They resume walking.
Look at that.
You're...
She lifts the sweater Todd held before.
She'll kill me.
Oh, yes.
I want it.
Okay.
We'll take it.
Margot rushes into the practice room.
Hi. Thanks for accommodating my schedule. I used part of the morning to practice.
Of course, no problem. You just missed everybody. Oh, hey, before I forget, I was wondering if you wanted to get together later. I was going to go hear the choir rehearse, and well, I'd love to hear your input.
Sure. And before I forget, I have some ideas for the event.
Great. Adam has been all over me about it.
Okay. So what if we do the concert in the round? Instead of having the performers up on a stage, we put them in among the audience.
Make it more intimate.
Exactly. And I was thinking we could do something really nice for the centerpiece.
They have these beautiful supplies at the Christmas market that we can use to make wreaths.
I love it. Thank you for everything you've done. I really appreciate that. I mean, since when do musicians even care about decorations?
Come on, it'll be fun.
Okay, I will help you make wreaths if you come check out the choir with me.
It's a date.
I mean, you know what I mean.
A date. I like the sound of that.
She smiles as he steps out. They stroll in the outdoor market.
I never asked. How did you get into teaching?
Well, after you went to New York, I started giving private music lessons, and I decided to go back to school to get my PhD. I became a teacher's assistant. Eventually, I landed a faculty position, and eventually they gave me tenure. It was a long road, but I loved every minute of it.
That's amazing, Jackson.
Yeah.
She reaches for a bell.
I found out that I really love teaching.
Well, I'm sure it's a rewarding career.
It is. You know, you never told me either.
What's that?
Why you left.
You know why I had that solo opportunity?
No, why you really left. Big picture. Why didn't you ask me to go with you?
Her eyes widen.
You said you wanted to stay in Boulder.
He slowly nods his head and lowers his gaze. She frowns.
I guess we both did what we needed to do at the time.
Yeah, I guess we did.
Her eyes water. He purses his lips and looks away. The family decorates wreaths with Jackson.
Go get the old chimney sweeper. Make sure the chimney is clear.
They watch the choir.
Time to get humming. Santa is coming. I love this time of the year. I'll set the tree by the mantle. You wrap the presents, my dear.
A snowball fight.
Let's make the difference. The snowflakes are on the ground. And Christmas is in the air. I pray when we come.
You look beautiful.
And you look very handsome.
Thank you. So glad you finally agreed to come with me.
My pleasure. Wait, I asked you. You could always make me smile.
She holds his arm as they stroll through the market.
Just in time.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
They gaze into each other's eyes and smile. He turns to face her. She steps back.
We should go.
Yeah.
He gently rests his hand on her shoulder. They stroll past a row of brightly lit trees outside the chateau.
Thanks for walking with me.
Thanks for a great evening. I wanted to ask you. The other day you said everything with Sam and Sarah brought up a lot of emotions.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to see what they went through and not think of us. All the what-ifs.
I think about all the what-ifs all the time.
They pause and gaze at each other.
Me too. Night, Jackson.
Good night.
He watches her go, then lowers his head and walks away. She plays in the chateau lobby. She stops to write. The sun rises. Adam talks on his phone in the lobby.
That's great. No, I can't tell you how much that'll mean to us. Yes, her tickets will be waiting in the front desk. Thanks again.
Ready or not, we have a show.
Which is it? Ready or not?
Oh, we are ready. If people don't leave here having the full Christmas experience, they can't be helped.
I knew you'd pull it off.
Did you?
I did. Oh, hey, I got some great news, by the way.
What?
You never guess who I just got off the phone with. Evelyn March.
He clenches his jaw.
No.
Yeah, and her family's gonna be staying here throughout the holidays. And when I told her who's performing, she agreed to review the show.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is very bad.
Why? What do you got against Evelyn March?
I have nothing against Evelyn March. It's Margot.
Why?
She has received exactly 2 negative reviews this past year, both of them from...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right.
I had no idea that they had such history.
Yeah, this puts me in a really bad situation.
Well, no, it's not your fault. Blame me.
No, you don't understand. If I tell her, it could ruin her performance. If I don't, well, I can't just keep it from her.
I'm sorry, man. Look, I thought you'd be thrilled, right? I mean, imagine all the publicity it would bring. You could talk to her if you want.
No, I'll talk to her. It's better she hear from me than someone else.
Margot and Kate enter the lobby.
Breakfast was so good.
I know. I feel like I've put on 5 pounds since we got here.
It's Christmas. Calories don't count over the holidays.
Right, I forgot that.
Margot Hammond?
Margot turns.
Evelyn March.
I thought that was you.
What are you...
Oh, well, we have family in the area. I've always wanted to stay here at Christmas time. This year the pieces fell into place, so we thought, why not? Oh, where are my manners? Ron, this is Margot Hammond, the pianist I've told you about. This is my husband, Ron.
It's a pleasure. We saw your last performance.
I remember. Believe me, she remembers.
Evelyn stares blankly.
This is my sister, Kate.
Hi.
We're looking forward to the concert tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going to be at the concert.
Didn't they tell you?
No, but I am really looking forward to playing for you.
I'm sure whatever it is, it will be...
technically gifted.
I was going to say wonderful.
Oh.
Anyway, good luck, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Evelyn takes her husband's arm and they walk away. Kate turns to Margot and raises her hands.
Just breathe.
It's like she's stalking me. I was so excited to just play for myself for the joy of it, and not have to worry if I still have it or not.
I think obstacles are put in our way for a reason, to help us grow. And sometimes they're just not easy.
Why didn't Jackson tell me she'd be here?
I don't know. Did you ask him?
No.
Look how it's affecting you. Maybe he's trying to protect you. Maybe he doesn't know. I need just ask him.
That's the other problem. I should never have agreed to this. What was I thinking? If I had just said no, I wouldn't be in this mess.
You mean falling for him again?
Exactly.
I've never seen you this happy.
It all felt so natural. I was actually starting to imagine what life would be like if I moved home to be with him.
Would that be so bad?
Yes, because it's not a reality. When the holidays are over, we all go back to our lives. My life is in New York. That's where my career is. I go on tours for months at a time. In what world did I think this career could sustain a relationship? I left him once before, and I feel horrible about it. I'm not going to do that to him again.
Her mom nods her head.
This is the part where you tell me exactly what I should do.
I wish I could. But what I think isn't important. You need to follow your heart.
Margot smiles softly. Jackson talks with Margot in the lobby.
I promise I only just found out. I was heading to your room to tell you. I'm so sorry. If I had known.
It's not your fault. I'm not blaming you.
It is my fault. The only reason you're playing this concert is because of me.
No one forced me to do anything.
He lowers his head and reaches for her hands.
Margot, I want you to know that I couldn't have done this without you.
Jackson.
She looks into his eyes, then pulls away.
I hope you know how much I've enjoyed being with you these past several days.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want either of us to get hurt when it's over. So...
don't need to explain. We both knew this was going to come to an end, right?
I wish it was different. But we both have separate lives, not to mention we live in different places.
Yeah, we just both got wrapped up in the moment, I guess.
Her eyes glisten.
I'm sorry, Jackson.
No, there's no need to apologize. Let's make the most of what we have left of the holidays. Tomorrow's Christmas and we got the big concert, so...
yeah.
Yeah.
She lowers her head as he slowly steps away. He stops and turns to face her again.
And remember, Margot, don't make tomorrow about showing some critic you have what it takes. It's about showing yourself.
She smiles and slowly nods her head. She lowers her head and frowns as he leaves. Todd sits wearing the Christmas sweater from the market as Simone passes out presents.
It looks great.
I love it.
Who's next?
There's so many.
Aunt Margot.
What? You guys didn't have to get me anything.
Well, this was made by a little elf in her workshop.
Is it a pony?
No ponies this year.
Wasn't for lack of asking.
It is a chocolate piano.
I love it. Thank you.
There's so many left.
This one's for me. It's from Aunt Margot.
Another one.
Just a little something extra special I thought you might enjoy.
Christmas music. Thanks, Aunt Margot.
You're welcome. I think it has just about every Christmas song ever.
Will you help me?
Of course.
I want you to show me how to play O Holy Night.
I'd love to.
Margot steps through the suite wearing a red evening gown. She stops to look in a mirror and clutches her bare neck. She glances around quickly, then rushes through the suite. Jackson approaches Adam in the lobby.
No one has seen Margot.
No, she's not the type to get cold feet. Is she?
He clenches his jaw and paces.
You know, your being nervous is really making me nervous, right?
It's not like Margot to be late for a performance. I just hope she shows.
You and me and everyone else waiting.
He frowns. Margot runs to the elevator and rapidly pushes the button.
Come on.
Jackson lowers his phone.
Straight to voicemail.
The show needs to go on. You know that, right? So we'll need to make an announcement that Margot will not be performing tonight, and we'll say that she came down with something.
But I feel fine.
He turns around.
Yes.
She moves closer.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, you look...
She lowers her gaze and smiles.
I was worried you had a change of heart.
No, some kid thought it would be funny to push all the elevator buttons. But I did have a change of tune.
Oh, really? You do realize we're minutes away from curtain?
I know, but it would really mean a lot.
You're a pro. I trust you.
Thank you.
So what made you change your mind?
You. Yesterday, when you said I should play from the heart.
Any chance you're going to tell me what that is?
Let's just say, it's about as close to my heart as a piece of music can get.
That is all I need to hear.
He grins.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
Good evening. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you all to the first annual Christmas concert at the Chateau.
A spotlight follows Adam through the tables.
Well, let's get right to it. We have a special evening planned for you. Please, welcome Len Max, Sarah Baxter, Sam Bennett, with a very special guest who also happens to be tonight's director, Jackson Lewis, and the Lafayette Quartet.
They raise their bows.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed our show so far. Next, we have a very special guest, and I can tell you we are incredibly lucky to have her here tonight. May I introduce the one and only Margot Hammond.
She stands next to the piano and bows.
Thank you. I don't usually do this. But tonight, I've decided to play something that is not printed in your program. This song has a very special place in my heart, and I'd like to dedicate it to my father. I hope you enjoy it.
She sits at the piano and smiles softly. Raises an eyebrow as she listens. Margot glances at Jackson, who smiles. The audience stands. Margot bows. Renee blows her a kiss. Evelyn smiles. Sarah holds a snow globe.
I see you got your Christmas keepsake.
Yes, this one will have a special place at Christmas.
This Christmas will hold a lot of special memories for me. It's all thanks to you and Jackson.
If it wasn't for you two, I'm not sure that we would have reconnected.
That's nice to hear, but we should be thanking you.
Tell us.
If you don't mind me sticking my nose where it doesn't belong.
Of course not.
Well, I don't pretend to know what's going on with you and Jackson, but I have eyes, and maybe it's not my place, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say that a second chance does not come along very often. And when it does, you gotta grab it.
She smiles.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Sam looks at Sarah.
Happy holidays, you two.
Merry Christmas.
That was beautiful. The finale was perfect, and you were great.
Thanks. Glad you liked it.
What a wonderful event. How you managed to pull this off on such short notice?
Well, that's a testament to your leadership
skills.
Thank
you very much.
Since it's Christmas, I might as well give you your gift, unofficially.
The committee met yesterday, and we all agreed.
You are perfect for the job. We'll have an official press release after Christmas, and you will start after the new year.
I didn't get you a gift.
Oh, that's okay. But you could give me an answer.
Yes, yes. Yes, and yes, it would be an honor.
Well, congratulations, Jackson. We know that you will do great things.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Margot stands with her family.
Margot, that was truly amazing.
Honey, it was all I could do not to cry. And what you did with the song, Dad would be so proud.
Okay, now don't make me cry.
Excuse me. I just wanted to congratulate you. I know I've been tough on you lately, Margot, but that's only because I know what you're capable of. I could tell you were disconnected.
You were right.
And as a critic, when I give a bad review, I do so hoping that the artists will dig down and play to their potential.
Well, I appreciate the honesty.
You have that rare gift to not just entertain people, but to move and transcend them.
Margot smiles.
And tonight you did that.
Thank you. So much.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Evelyn smiles and steps away.
Well, I'd say that was a pretty positive review.
Margo beams.
I think you need to go find Jackson and tell him the good news.
You're right. Where is he?
At the ornament table.
Okay. I'll find you in a bit.
Simone touches her hand.
You really pulled it off.
We pulled it off. I wasn't sure what I was getting myself into when you asked me, but honestly, I am glad you did.
Well, you're a real friend. I owe you one.
Here's to old friends.
Old friends.
A success!
That's my cue. Excellent job this evening.
Thank you, Adam.
She faces Jackson.
I thought you disappeared on me.
I'm trying to keep you on your toes. You played brilliantly tonight. I didn't think it was possible for you to top yourself, but you did.
Thank you for trusting me. It really meant a lot.
Easiest decision I ever made. And the audience loved you.
I saw you talking to Pam earlier. You looked really happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be the new head of the music department.
Jackson, that's amazing. No one deserves it more than you.
Thank you.
They walk side by side.
So what does the new job entail?
Well, part of my plan is to start an international music competition. And I could really use some judges if you happen to know anyone.
They stop.
I would be honored.
She looks into his eyes.
Jackson, I'm sorry for how things ended between us.
You don't need to apologize.
No, let me finish. I was just so focused on music. I jumped at the opportunity to further my career without really taking you into consideration. The truth is, I still love you. And I think we should do everything we can not to let it slip away again. Just like Sam said, second chances don't come around very often.
He's a wise man. And just to be clear, I never expected you to sacrifice your career for me. Margo, all I ever wanted was you. My dream was to spend my life with you. I thought we'd get married, start a family, live a happy life together.
That was my dream too. Somehow it got overshadowed. But it never meant that I didn't want both.
There's no reason you shouldn't have both. I think we can live our dreams together.
I'd like that.
So, now what?
Well, I was thinking when my tour is over, I could come back home and we could give it a try.
They move closer.
Nothing would make me happier.
He looks into her eyes and caresses her shoulder.
Merry Christmas, Margo.
Merry Christmas.
Their lips meet and they kiss slowly.